man of the show, friend of the show, Coach Austin Clunch, Nichols State Colonels in Houston, Texas. They play Houston Baptist on a game day. Joins on the Boston Man Show. Thank you for doing that, Coach. My brother, how you been, Coach?
What's going on, man? You know, things are good down here. You know, I mean, sounds like you guys got it's. It sounds like it's chilly up there in Atlanta, is what you just told me, man. It's nice and warm down here. You know, we've been playing well, man. We won four in a row, and we have a really tough one tonight, you know, out here in Houston against Houston Baptist. So, you know, just trying to, you know, keep our momentum and our focus the way it's been. I think that's been a big part of, you know, why we've been able to, you know, accumulate a couple of wins here over the last couple of weeks. But, you know how it is in conference play, man. Every game is tough. Every night is different. So, just trying to come out here tonight and have a collective focus about us and play well, man. But things are good, man. Can't complain. You know, and you know, obviously it's always great, man, getting on here with you and chopping it up.
Now, Coach, I'll tell you about your team, man. How was it trying to build this thing up from this spring to when it was like you couldn't see your guys for like 4 months, get them back on the campus, keeping them healthy, and then get them in that basketball flow? How was that, man?
Yeah, you know, we tried to be creative, man, in ways to kind of build a chemistry with this group. And at the end of the day, you know, that chemistry comes from these guys just playing more and more. And, you know, we have a good core that returned from last year. We had some new pieces that sat out with us last year. And then we added some brand new pieces to the program. And so, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, you've been around the game long enough too to know that, you know, we try to do as many Zooms and all that as we could. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, these guys got to get out here and play, got to practice, got to play games. And so now I feel like, you know, we've played 11 games. You know, usually this time of the year, you've played closer to 20 games. And, you know, now we're starting to really, I think, you know, click and develop that kind of chemistry and that brotherhood on the court. I think you can see it in our guys with how they communicate and how, you know, I think we're really starting to play for each other. And so it was hard. I mean, it's hard, you know, when you talk about kind of the restrictions that we had. We were pretty lucky early on. We didn't have a lot of shutdown. We didn't have any, you know, positive tests. And then, of course, about a couple of weeks ago, we did get hit in the non-conference, and we were out for a couple of weeks, had some games canceled. You know, we've been fortunate not to miss any conference games so far, knock on wood. But yeah, you know, it's certainly been an interesting season. It's been a journey, and just, you know, learning about our team, but learning about myself as a coach, learning about our program, and just, you know, trying to take it day by day, man. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. At the end of the day, being able to come out and play at all is a blessing. I think COVID has taught us that, you know, any day you get to practice is a blessing. Any day you get to come out to and compete is a blessing. So, you know, for us tonight, man, it's game seven. You know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we're just excited that we get to play tonight. So we're going to come out here and, you know, hopefully, you know, play 40 minutes of good Nichols basketball.
Most definitely. And, man, it's going to go out to March a little bit. You know, for me, it was my birthday, the 11th, when everything got shut down in the NBA. The Hawks-Knicks game, bro. So I was working and celebrating birthday. Wow. I had a birthday party that night, Coach, no lie. I was like, what? It getting shut down? I still have my party. I'm going to have my party.
Yo, was out there spreading it, man. It might have been your fault. Who knows, man?
Yeah, I'm 33 now. So I'm 33 years old. I'm getting me a party tonight. Screw this. We're doing COVID on the 12th. And so, so how was that for your guys, man, going from this unknown March, like, wow, I'm going to tell my guys bye like I really wanted to. They're back in their own environments. You know, I don't even got on your roster from Atlanta on your roster. So I'm like, how was that, man, losing your guys for that long? And I know you a guy who loves to be around by your guys. You're a man of people, Coach. I know you are. You love people. So how is it being away from your guys, man, after that came down on us right there in March on my birthday, actually?
Yeah, no, it was brutal, you know, and we were playing, you know, we'd won 7 out of 8 heading into the tournament, felt like we were playing really well. And then even when it shut down, you know, it kind of happened so fast, and I felt so bad for those seniors. You know, you mentioned Dexter McClanahan, who's an Atlanta guy, and he was one of those four seniors that I hated it for those guys, man. The work they had put in and as much as they had sacrificed, win or loss, they deserve to go out on the court. You know, they deserve to play it out. And, you know, and it wasn't just us. I mean, it's everybody across the country. It felt so bad for just that group of seniors collectively. And then, you know, it's funny. I'm not even sure. We knew kind of on the way home that the season was over, but I'm not sure any of us could have even thought what it was going to become over the next 6 months into a year. Like, just not seeing those guys. You know, it didn't really probably register with me at the time that, you know, I'm not going to see these guys for 6 months, or, you know, whatever the case was. And so that was hard, you know, for sure. And again, just, yeah, I really just hated it for that. That team and that group at that time was playing well. But, you know, at the same time, I think, you know, it's, you got to learn from it. It's again, I told our seniors, man, if this is the worst thing that happens to you, it's, you're going to live a really good life. At the end of the day, man, they had a great season, 21 wins. And, you know, it was a bummer that it ended the way it did, but that's sometimes that's life, man. Life is going to throw you stuff that it's not going to go your way. And basketball, I think, you know, can teach you those type of lessons, and you gotta be able to use that. You gotta be able to understand, you know, that at the end of the day, it is just a game. You know, graduating is more important. You know, family is more important. You know, safety, your health and safety is more important than the game itself. And so, you know, understanding that and just like you said, not being able to get to be around the guys in the spring and the summer, man, was brutal. Like I said, you know, getting those guys back and being able to have a fall, I think was good for us. Not just from, you know, a team standpoint, but also just, you know, getting that experience back with the guys, man. Some of these guys, you know, it flies by, man. Their time, you know, coaching them flies by, whether it's 1 year, 4 years, you know, it feels like it's all of a sudden you look up and you don't get to coach these guys anymore. And so, you know, getting those guys back and getting to be around them every day has certainly been a blessing this year, even with the limited games and access and all that. It's just good to have these guys back on campus, man. And like I said, we're taking it day by day, man, and having fun with it.
Coach, it's made me a better leader because, you know, I have interns from Spelman, Morehouse, Clark, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, and Kennesaw, all here in the Atlanta area. I kept interns for each one of those schools. I was some interns since March 14th. And now they had to be their leader, their father figure, their psychologist, their psychiatrist, their count. I mean, I'm having to be all these things because, Coach, I'm 33. I'm trying to be nobody leader. But I see now that, hey, my interns looking to me because here in Atlanta, I'm like the czar for them, right? I hear you for your players. Right. So it's made me like a better leader, man. This COVID thing has made me force me how to reinvent how I lead my interns there because, man, their parents trusted me now to make sure that kids are good here in Atlanta, even though I'm not sending them, I'm sending them virtually, but texting them, FaceTime them. So how has that been for you, man, your leadership style? Because it forced me to be better. I know it has for you as well.
Yeah, no, again, I think even more, you know, more than learning about my team or my players, like you mentioned it, man, you're learning, we're learning more about ourselves and just, you know, how to connect and reach and continue to build relationships and continue to grow as a coach without maybe being as hands-on as you'd like to be all the time. And so, you know, everyone's different, you know, each family is different. You know, there's some families that want their kids back at school ASAP. There were some families that wanted their kids home more, you know, and it's just, you know, this is an unforeseen global pandemic, man. Everyone is reacting differently to it. And I think as coaches, you have to be able to, you have to be able to adapt and adjust to that. You know, I mean, it's, again, I just mentioned it, you know, that ultimately the safety and the well-being of our student athletes is the most important thing. And, you know, for some guys, that's getting back in the gym. For others, it's they're not able to be in the gym if they're, you know, maybe not mentally there from a, you know, whatever standpoint. And so I just think it's about, more than anything, man, I think it's about understanding. It's about understanding. It's about communication. And everyone's different, you know. I mean, it's and I just think as a coach, especially this year, but even moving forward, I think I've learned just, you know, in terms of it might not always be whatever it is, whether it's a practice or a game or a meeting, like your team, it's not always going to be the cookie cutter vision that you had planned out, you know, when you set out. And that's basketball. You know, it's an imperfect game. You know, it's like I tell our guys every day, hey, we're going to turn it over tonight. You know, we're going to miss shots where that's going to happen, but it's about getting to the next play and it's about adapting and finding a way to ultimately maximize, you know, your program success, each player success, your coaches, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, I just think this pandemic has thrown different obstacles at us and you got to embrace it. You know, we say it all the time, embrace adversity. And I think we try to embrace adversity and find ways to be successful, you know, regardless of what the challenges are.
And Coach, how was it if you was having those Zoom calls when how the racial injustice happened all those racial things that have going on in our country. How does it feel place to have those talks with you guys and as a staff and your team? Because I feel like for me, when I did it with my interns, it made us get closer. Hearing their experience, hearing their backgrounds. How was if you hearing your guys' backgrounds on those Zoom calls, knowing a little bit more about where they come from, their perspective of how they dealt with life here with all things been going on around them as young men in this world?
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about it, you know, as basketball coaches, man, and it's especially, you know, in our program, it was great to have these conversations because, you know, for us, man, we've got guys from all over the country and, you know, not just guys from different races or different ethnic backgrounds, but also geographically, you know, guys from Texas, guys from Georgia, guys from New York, guys from LA, you know, guys from the Midwest, guys from Minnesota, you know, we have a player from Minneapolis and just, you know, to gain all those different perspectives, it was a blessing. I mean, obviously, you know, what our country has gone through over the last 5 or 6 months, man, has been tough. And I think it's important, you know, not just to educate, but also, you know, to be a shoulder for somebody to lean on. You know, it's you know, one thing I think we, you know, as coaches, that's important that I try to, and me and my staff that we try to pride ourselves on is, you know, being there for these guys, you know, regardless of what it is, whether it's to get on their butt a little bit more, whether it's to teach them, whether it's just to be an ear, you know, whether it's just to be a shoulder, you know, whether, you know, just for these guys to be able to lean on, because, you know, there's just so much happening, you know, in our country. And, you know, boss, I mean, I can, you know, it's, you know, as I tell our guys all the time, man, I was really blessed growing up, and these guys have been through so much more things that I didn't have to experience growing up, you know, quite frankly. And I think sometimes it's important for us, especially people in my position, instead of trying to educate, be the educated, you know, let these guys talk about their experience and things they're going through, because you know, it's in this situation, you talk about, you know, racial injustice, and you talk about, you know, it's important that I don't come off or other people don't come off as somebody that, you know, thinks we know everything. Cause we don't, you know, these guys have been through things as 18, 19 year old kids that I didn't have to go through and seen things that I haven't seen. And so, yeah, obviously as the coach, there's a lot of times where I'm teaching and I'm educating these guys on life and helping them get ready for when they graduate. But I thought, you know, if anything, what this showed us, man, is just, there's so much we can all learn from. And I think no matter how old you are or what position you are in life, at the end of the day, we're all just human beings and we can all learn different things. We can all just learn things from each other. And, you know, we tried to use, you know, the things that were happening this summer as an opportunity to grow as individuals, as a program, and get closer together. And one thing about us, man, we're a really tight knit group here. And so there's no conversation that's off limits or things that we, you know, we want to talk about these things with our guys. We want to make sure mentally they're doing okay. You know, they're feeling, we want them to feel empowered to speak on things that they want to speak on for sure. And ultimately they know that, you know, as whether it's a coach or player, or whatever, you know, this is a group where you're in a leadership. We're all leaders. You know, I say it all the time, and your leadership should create leaders. And I want our guys to feel, you know, when they leave here, you know, and they go out and they're businessmen or they're pros or they're, you know, whatever they are. I hope they learn way more than, you know, basketball from me. Hope they feel that they can go out and they're going to make the world a better place. Going to be better husbands, going to be better fathers. And so having conversations about, you know, whether it's the pandemic or racial injustice or, you know, the presidential election, you know, whatever it is, it's important that we have those conversations just as much as it is having conversations about ball screen defense or whatever the case may be. So it was definitely an interesting summer, for sure. And you know, a challenging one, but also a chance, I think, for us to grow, not just as a team, but as men.
And coach, I'll use the example of me. I was 7 years old before I met my first white kid on travel baseball. Living in Atlanta, Atlanta, I run around white kids. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it took baseball showed me a different culture. a different background I hadn't been exposed to my whole life living in the city of Atlanta. So for me, sports has shown open doors for me to see all kinds of different cultures, meet different people like yourself, because for me, we're, like you said, we're all the same. We all want the same things. We're as people, and we shouldn't be judged by skin color, whether I'm black, you're white, or whoever, because we all love a game or sport. We all come together, because I had on my jersey, Georgia All-Stars, coach. I didn't care if I was going to play with white kids or Mexican kids. I didn't care. I just wanted to win and travel on the weekends, other part of Georgia I haven't seen before. I had to be in the hood that day. I was happy to be all the way from the hood. So I was using my story myself, because for me, I'm an example of what you can be through sports, what America can be if we all have the mindset to come together and be as one.
Yeah, and that's what's so beautiful about sports, isn't it? You know, you can get people from all over the country, you know, different backgrounds, and come together and ultimately, you know, create bonds that, again, that, you know, I tell our guys all the time, you know, you're going to create bonds here in this program that are going to go way beyond these 4 years that, or however long you're here. You know, these are going to be guys that, you know, I tell guys all the time, and I want to be at their wedding. I want to hear about when they have their first kid. I want to hear, you know, these are, you know, to me, college basketball is an avenue. You know, it's an avenue to creating, you know, relationships and a life, you know, of success that is going to be more important than you pulling up and making a jumper, you know. Absolutely, man. And in our program, we've tried to, you know, it's the way we recruit, man. It's cool. You know, you get guys from the West Coast, Southeast, Northeast. We've had international guys, and not just us. I mean, obviously that's the game now. College basketball is an international game. Just as much as the NBA is now, you know, and you know, we've had players from London, Grenada, you know, all over. And so, it really is, you know, and I grew up, you know, I lived internationally a lot, of course, played AAU basketball, kind of like you mentioned, travel basketball. And so, I mean, all I've known growing up is different people, different backgrounds, different languages. And that was really a blessing for me. And I want these guys to embrace similar, you know, ideals and understand that there's so much more in the world than, you know, basketball. And what we do is great. Ultimately, we're working to win a conference championship. Don't get that twisted. We're going to work, and we're going to try to raise a banner and go to the NCAA tournament. But if that's all we're doing as coaches, then we're ultimately not doing our job. You know, my college coach is somebody I talk to once a week, and he's one of my best friends, and he's taught me so much more. You know, he taught me more about being a man than he did about, you know, about being a point guard. And so, you know, ultimately all those things kind of intertwine in your life. And so, I just, you know, we certainly here at Nichols try to, we try to help guys understand that, hey, it's, yeah, we're going to win basketball games, but it's about much more than that.
How was recruiting via Zoom now, coach? I know you love people. How was recruiting via Zoom for you guys this year?
You know, it's different. It's okay. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we love having guys down at Thibodeau because of just, you know, the people here, our campus, you know, our energy. The energy in South Louisiana is great. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, is it? Golly, it's hard to keep weight off down here, man. I'll tell you that right now, man. But the food is too good. But you know, it's been, you know, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about people. It's about relationships. Yes, so whether you're doing it face to face or Zoom or on the phone, it's about trust. It's about communication. It's about honesty. And those things are going to translate, you know, regardless, you know, where, you know, how you do it. But don't get, man, I'm ready to get these visits back and all that, man, just because I do think a huge selling point for us is our community, our university, the people here. And I want, you know, our people, you know, our recruits and not just our recruits, but our guys here. I want our guys to be able to go out to eat and see their professors in you know, face to face. And because, you know, the Thibodeau community, man, and the Nichols State family is something really special. And so, while it's been okay, I mean, obviously doing the Zoom stuff is fine. I do think it's kind of taken away from the fact that, you know, our biggest selling point is the people itself and being able to, our community and the family atmosphere down here. So hopefully sooner than later, you know, we can get back to that. You know, like I mentioned, you know, the safety, of course, is the most important thing. And we got to make sure that we get all that stuff squared away. But it's been different for sure. You know, hopping on. I mean, I didn't even know what Zoom was before this.
Same here. Hey, we bought stock in Zoom, coach. We would be rich right now.
Right? You know? So somebody might need to look into that, man. Who Who's buying Zoom stock before the pandemic hit? Somebody might need to look into that, man.
Yes, indeed. Hey, last one for you, buddy. What was your quarantine hobby? Mine was playing the guitar, trying to get better at that. So what was your quarantine hobby?
Shoot, man. You know, it was funny, man. I went through so many different phases in quarantine. You know, I was cooking, then I was working out more, then I was watching. You know, I don't know, man. I would probably have to say cooking. I was doing a lot of cooking. I'm by no means a connoisseur in the kitchen, but you know, I'm certainly getting better. I'm certainly getting better, you know. So, you know, trying to, I like cooking breakfast. I got my dinner, so I think I can now, like, I can really cook a good steak how you want it. You know, I can see, you know, my seasoning still needs work, but you know, I'm getting better. I'm getting
YouTube,
better.
YouTube, so, man. I use YouTube to learn how to cook. I use YouTube.
They say YouTube is the way to go. I'm kind of just trial and error type. I should probably do that. I need to get on YouTube and check it out. So,
hey, Coach, I'll be real with you. I got to be a book called Cooking for Dummies. I'm a dummy at cooking. So I got to be cooking like dummies. I got that book.
Hey, man,
and I watch YouTube.
Hey, listen, you were probably a dummy when you started the guitar, too. Now you're probably banging that thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I was. Hey, man, when you are a bachelor and you single, yeah, you got to do what you got to do, man, to survive.
I hear you, man. It's hard out here. It's hard out here. You don't got any help, man. I hear you.
Yes, so. Indeed. Hey, Coach, I was going to catch up with you, man. Best of luck to you, Houston Baptist, man. Thank you for doing it on the game day. I know it's hard. Usually not something you do, but thank you for doing it for us and the Boston. We love your program. I will support you guys in your conference, man. Thibodeau always do good to us here in Atlanta.
Always, man. Always, man. Love getting out here and chopping it up, man. Let's talk soon for sure. Appreciate y'all.
Anytime, Coach. Be good, buddy.
All right, man. See y'all.
See you now.